Thank you for listening to Sumner Communications Internet Podcast Series, where independent retailers receive the latest industry trends, company updates, product news, and marketing strategies. I'm Jess Sorrell, Associate Editor for Independent Retailer Magazine and for IndependentRetailer.com, and joining us today is Steve Krogulski, Chief Executive Officer of The Off-Price Show. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us, Steve.
Great, Jess. I really appreciate the opportunity to tell you more about what we do at Off-Price and to be able to communicate to any retailers the opportunities that await them at our upcoming February show in Las Vegas.
Excellent. So the Off-Price Show received some attention from the Trade Show News Network in the form of an award recently. Can you tell us some more about that?
Yeah, Jess, what that was is each year there's various trade show media companies that put on awards programs to recognize trade shows that grow in one of two categories, either their overall attendance or their overall exhibit space in product offerings. And this year, Off-Price was nominated in that to be one of the fastest growing trade shows as far as exhibit space. And for a trade show which is 17 years old, to be given that recognition was really quite special. And not only being nominated in that category, we also won best overall for our growth in 2011 for the combination of our February and August shows.
Wonderful. I understand that your show is being held during the Las Vegas Fashion Week. How does this affect the Off-Price Show and attendance?
Well, it's actually very strategic that we are part of Fashion Week because Off-Price is a show where retailers can come to buy immediate goods. They're able to buy as close to a season as possible and get these great deals. So for us to be able to be there where retailers can come and restock immediate goods, maybe even freshen up some merchandise that they're low in, and then also be able to shop the other shows that go on during Fashion Week, and they place their orders for the upcoming seasons, and then they also can come back after having seen what we offer, what's offered for the future season, and come back and also make some very opportunistic buys so that their stores, like I said, have some fresh merchandise.
Can you give us any more specifics about this year's exhibitors? Do you know what visitors to the Off-Price Show can expect to see as opposed to last year?
A lot of them are the same exhibitors. We have a 90% retention rate of our exhibitors. What these exhibitors are doing throughout the year, they're always sourcing deals. So they spend a lot of time in New York, in L.A., overseas, you know, talking to the manufacturers, talking to the brands, and then also buying from these brands and the factories some of their excess overruns, closeouts, so that they're able to bring twice a year to Las Vegas the best deals that they've come up with.
And were there any particular categories that grew this year?
Well, the areas that have been very successful for us are being able to round out. We've been predominantly a soft goods apparel show, and we've really been able to, the last few years, to be able to complement that with footwear, accessories, handbags, also in our intimates, in our children's areas, have been areas that have grown for us steadily.
So let's shift gears a little bit now and talk about your website. Can you tell me more about this wish list feature that you have?
Yeah, Jess, what we do with the wish list, it's if a retailer is looking for something very specific, or maybe a person is just, you know, going to be opening a new store or moving into a new category, what they do is they could put on their wish list some of these things that they're looking for, and that helps our buyer relations team better connect them to some of the exhibitors who are going to be there so they can do some pre-planning and so that they're able to make better use of their time before they actually get to the show.
Once they have all of that taken care of, how do retailers obtain merchandise at the show? Can you describe what their options are for the process?
For the retailers, it's an order writing show. So they would come in, be able to view the wide variety of product on offer, and then be able to sit right down with the principal and actually write an order for that item. And then after the order is written, they would negotiate the terms and then the shipping, and they can have these items in their warehouses, in their stores, 3 weeks, a month, and then they're already into the next selling season for them.
At a show of this size, where would you suggest retailers get started in planning their visit?
Well, one of the areas that we put a lot of focus on is our buyer relations department, And we have a number of folks that work in this area helping not only seasoned retailers but also new retailers to better network within the community. So by engaging with these folks, they can kind of give them an idea they're looking for, and then our buyer relations team can then hopefully point them in the right direction and help them to network. And sometimes it's with another retailer, and it also could be with a supplier, you know, prior to the show.
Wonderful. Well, this has been extremely helpful, Steve. Thank you so much for all of your words of advice and your insights on the show, and we'll look forward to hearing more from you soon.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.